From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Sy Musiker. As many as 20,000 special education students in California will receive their high school diploma this spring, even if they don't pass the new exit exam. On Thursday, state education leaders announced they've settled a lawsuit over the exam's fairness for students with disabilities. More now from our Sacramento Bureau Chief, John Myers.
The settlement applies to only some special education high school seniors. Those students have to already be on track to receive a diploma, must have a personalized special ed plan in effect, and must at least try to pass the exit exam twice. The governor's education secretary, Alan Burson, said in a conference call with reporters, the settlement allows an exemption for passing the exam only in 2006.
We need to take this on a case-by-case basis, looking at the data in terms of why, so that we can understand more about the impact of the exit exam.
In fact, the lawsuit filed by several special education students in 2001 was supposed to have been resolved last year, but the deal has to be codified in legislation at the state capitol. And last year, lawmakers tried to make the exit exam exemption last for 2 years, a deal vetoed by Governor Schwarzenegger. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.
The search engine company Google is resisting a subpoena from the Bush administration demanding details of where its users have gone surfing on the World Wide Web. It's part of a Justice Department effort to revive an Internet anti-pornography law. Google says it's fighting the request not on privacy grounds, but because the subpoena is too burdensome. The Justice Department isn't demanding the names of Google users. A bill to place a 2-year moratorium on the death penalty in California is dead for this year. Yesterday, the measure failed to clear the Assembly Appropriations Committee. The bill's sponsor, Democrat Paul Koretz, had sought the moratorium while a commission reviews California's death penalty laws. The state has 2 more executions scheduled for this year. As required by state law, counties throughout California have begun issuing ID cards to medical marijuana patients. But the Board of Supervisors in San Diego County has refused to take part in the program, and they're taking things one step further. Later today, San Diego County will sue the state in federal court in an effort to overturn California's medical marijuana law. From KPBS in San Diego, Kenny Goldberg has the story.
The San Diego County Board of Supervisors is made up of 5 members, all Republicans. The board has a history of fiscal conservatism and has often challenged the state over what it calls unfunded mandates. It's also taken conservative stands on other issues. For example, the board has rejected the idea of launching a clean needle exchange program, saying it would condone illegal drug use. But when it comes to medical marijuana, San Diego supervisors are going on the offensive. They're challenging the legality of California's medical marijuana law in federal court. Board member Diane Jacob represents East San Diego County.
San Diego County has a reputation of making bold decisions. We have stood alone in some of the issues that we have tackled, and sometimes you need to stand up for what you believe in and what you think is right.
San Diego County Council John Sansone says the case is pretty straightforward. He argues it's a matter of federal preemption.
According to our principles of democratic government here in our country, federal law is supreme. So we're going to be asking a court to review this and to determine whether or not, in fact, the federal law that makes the use of marijuana a crime preempts the California state law.
California voters gave the green light to medical marijuana in 1996 when they approved Prop 215. The measure allows patients to use and grow the drug for medicinal purposes with a doctor's permission. Sansone concedes he had some reservations about challenging the law when the board first suggested it.
I did not advise that it would be impossible, that we would lose, but that it would be a difficult undertaking. The more that we have conducted our research, the more confident I'm growing, frankly, with respect to our chances.
But critics don't see things that way.
I think the county council is blowing a lot of steam, and I think the more interesting question is going to be whether the federal court might actually sanction the county's attorneys for bringing a frivolous lawsuit.
Dan Abrahamson is the director of legal affairs for the Drug Policy Alliance, a group that advocates alternatives to the war on drugs. Abrahamson contends San Diego County's legal position is flawed because the courts have recognized California's right to enact and enforce its own medical marijuana law. What's more, Abrahamson can understand the county's refusal to comply with California's law requiring the issue of ID cards to medical marijuana patients. He says 15 counties, including conservative-leaning Riverside and Kern, are taking part in the program.
And then San Diego is not just simply dragging its feet, it's erecting obstacles in the way of the program.
The San Diego County Grand Jury has also been critical of the board's position, arguing it should be promoting access to marijuana for patients. That's also the view of Dion Markgraf. He opened San Diego County's first medical marijuana dispensary in 1997. He uses a drug to relieve chronic pain. Markgraf points out a majority of San Diego County residents voted for Prop 215. He says the Board of Supervisors is making a mockery of that vote.
Society says go to the polls, you know, vote. And we have done that. And for five people to decide they're more powerful than the whole state, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
But County Supervisor Diane Jacob says critics are off base.
This is not about popular opinion. This is not about a majority of San Diegans or a majority of Californians. It's about the law, and it's about resolving a clash between state and federal laws, and that's all we're trying to accomplish here.
The legal challenge will pit San Diego County against the state of California. Attorney General Bill Lockyer has been a strong supporter of Prop 215, and his office is expected to vigorously defend it. Supervisor Jacob says if the county loses, it will comply with the court's ruling. For the California Report, I'm Kenny Goldberg in San Diego.
That's the California Report for Friday, January 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Dave Freeman, with additional engineering from Danny Bringer, Tom Kromkowski, Howard Gelman, Paul Uncour, and Seal Muller. Rory Gallagher directed the show. The editor is Kat Snow. Our interns are Dana Lehman and Elizabeth Minnelli. Victoria Malione and Erica Kelly produced the show. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. The managing editor is Susan Kennedy, with help this week from Catherine Poff. Our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. I'm Cy Musiker. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment for Coverage of Healthcare in California, Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue, online at charitableautoresources.com, and the Stewart Foundation for coverage of important issues in public education.